Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to the Air Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Air. This is season 4, aka part 2 of the ink season. Title of this episode will be called Putting It Out There. I know a lot of people wonder where I've been at and stuff, or what I would be recording another episode or not. So here it is. Let everybody know what's been going on, sort of, you know, talk about past, where I feel like I'm headed in the future. First and foremost, am I living my best life for me? Of course, absolutely. I've been doing a lot of meal prepping. I cook food, of course. I put it in these containers and prepare for the week. So I don't have to worry about stopping, getting no food, anything, especially any fast food. I try not to eat that anymore. It's been working for me, honestly. I need to put money aside. But let's get right into it. What people here come for, listen, you know, what not to do, what to learn from, build. So you can grow, honestly. Let's see. Turn the stage off or something. Whatever. I just have to speak up. But, I was in a situation way back when to use, you know, Jada's words. It was in like an entanglement, honestly. I don't even know how I got into it, finally. You can hear me a little better. I don't even know how I got into it. It just happened, you know. I didn't plan for it. It just happened. But, yeah, I was in the team. I don't know how long. Honestly, that's how I was, even though I was in it in the first place. But, you know, towards the end. But, I say with stuff like that, I don't ever want to be in no situation like that, because when you're involved in things like that, people are just using you for, I guess, per se, your talents. Let's label it that, your talents. So I don't want to be ever put in a situation or even be a part of a situation like that ever again, because you feel used and stuff, honestly. And then the way conversations be happening, I feel like people be looking for you to do things like that there should be somebody else that's supposed to be doing it. Not getting too much into it, but if you know what type of entanglement they were in, then you can put two and two together. So I'm not doing somebody else's job that you're supposed to be with anyway. But regardless, I was in that, and you know, never again, honestly. But it just put me forward more to like focus on what I need to do, and not just accept to talk to anybody. Honestly, I know what I want. I know what I need to focus on. And that's writing. And to give you an update about that, because I know people are like, he always talks about it. I have 118 pages currently. That's counted the pages or chapters. In the pages that I have completed, not ones that I'm currently working on. So that's a big update, you know, hoorah, hey, yeah. But, and that's more major things that I need to focus on, honestly, because I don't need to be distracted. And I feel like when you set goals, there's always going to be type of distractions coming forward. It's just your temperament and your mentality moving forward. Are you going to allow these things to block your blessing or hinder you in any shape or way or form? I'm definitely out of that, honestly. I've been out of that. It's been a while. And then I call myself trying to hang out with people because, you know, that toxic trait. If I can't talk to the person I want to talk to, I'm going to talk with somebody else. You know, I've been, what is it? I'm hanging out with more and stuff, and you know, I didn't feel like it was mutual. This has been some months ago, honestly. And then I just happened to hang out with someone else. And then things led to another, you know. It's crazy even talking about this now. But long story short, I got somebody pregnant way back when, honestly. I know it's crazy. People are like, oh, wow. What? Yeah. I'm not promoting this or nothing either. They didn't want to keep the kid because we barely even know each other, honestly. And that's not on my end. I would have been there fully for the child, regardless of knowing anybody. But that's that. And y'all can't do anything about that. Like, I guess it's a blessing in disguise because I meant to have kids with somebody else. Hey, I look at it like that. I did what I was supposed to do. I can't force somebody to have my kids. That's weird. I'm not doing that. But because I know what type of family I would want to have. I know I would be a great father to whatever kid that I end up having. Or a girl, whatever. When the time comes. Because I know what I didn't have and I know what I had, honestly. I feel like I know what to do and what not to do. I know it's different in the moment. You end up saying the wrong things or whatever when you're raising a kid or whatever like that. Whatever the case may be. But I think I feel I'm level-headed and I know not to take things out for my child that has nothing to do with them. So I think I would have been great at that. Things have worked. Been a little better, honestly. As thing with a manager, they asked me to take lead. I did. I guess I wasn't talking or communicating on the walkie-talkie fast enough. I got moved around, but that's in or there. It's just a little hiccup, honestly. I just feel like if an associate can't bother me, then it'd be somebody higher up. So I just go about my business. I don't necessarily bother anybody. I just go there to work. I got bills just like anybody else, honestly. And work is not a safe space for me anyway. So I don't really. I'm there. I'm in and out. Honestly, I wish we could add more days to make more extra money. Of course, but they're not doing that right now. So it is what it is. Just work your time and you go home. Even if you don't want to be there, if something better come along, that's fine. I will switch jobs probably in a heartbeat if it's paying more or whatever. I wish I could be working for myself right now, but you know, business isn't moving like it's supposed to. And also, because people get things misconstrued, I'm not getting paid for this podcast. I'm not. I didn't want to charge anybody just to listen to me, honestly. Like I said, I might do that and then just have people go on YouTube and watch the video. But it wouldn't be no high fee or nothing because, like, I don't feel like I'm taxing somebody. I don't see the purpose in that. I know I would like to make money from it, but, like, that's just not me. I just had to put it out there because I think people have their head up their butt and just be thinking, like, oh, yeah, he getting paid for this. He must got all this money and stuff. Like, no. Most of this furniture in my apartment, I was given. You know, some people do have good hearts. They give to people, whatever. The only thing piece of furniture I have in here that I bought is probably my bed and then the bed frame. That's about it. I did not buy the TV. This TV was given to me. This person, they wasn't using TV anymore. So that's it. I just wanted to put that out there because, like, I really feel like people be thinking that because they think they know stuff. No. Like, this is my choosing to do this podcast. Like, I wanted to share my voice regardless. You know, it's about life. My life entirely. But some things that I have been through, other people have as well. So, it's like, they can connect. It's just an outlet. You know. So, that's why I don't feel like I should be getting paid for it. And just let people know, again, that I'm not getting paid for this, and neither am I getting paid for my other podcast. So yeah, that's that. Well, the group podcast. So I don't want to buy. It's a group podcast. I'm not getting paid for the group podcast neither. No matter if I came up with a name, whatever the case may be, I'm not getting paid for that. Would we like to? Absolutely. We want sponsors, all that. Move forward. We want to do a lot of great things. Now, if you want sponsors, yeah, that whatever your heart pleases you to do. We ain't begging for nothing. I ain't begging for nothing for this podcast neither. So, that being said, moving forward to, next subject is, I kind of caught you up on what has happened past. Like, let's let you know what's going on with now. I probably will be moving from out of this apartment, which is crazy. Things happen, you know. Will I be getting a new apartment? Oh, absolutely. I appreciate the people that even helped me in any way, shape, or form get this apartment. So I'm not going to bash nobody, even though, like, somebody else in my shoes probably would. I can't to say too much about that. I trust the right people, honestly. Take a better leap of faith on yourself. You can't take a leap of faith too much on other people, because it's not them and it's not their situations. Just be careful who you trust moving forward. And I know somebody's like, oh, you gotta trust me. It ain't always like that. Like, I got love for my family and stuff like that. I rather handle things myself. I don't want nobody turning back. I'm like, oh, well, we did this. Like, nah, I'd rather not. So I don't usually ask for help. I go through it alone. I handle my things by myself. I don't want nobody saying that I owe them something. And I'm not, like, no. I feel like I am somebody can count on, but no. I should be your last resort in certain things, honestly. I got a lot going on myself. What is it? Would I like to move, like, to a different state? Of course. I mean, my job helps me. Like, I can relocate to a different job. I could transfer easily with the job that I have right now. I just got to push through and just focus on the end goal. Because, like, what I find myself doing a lot, like, I just now started back making the TikTok videos that I make. I was doing it on my gaming TikTok as well, but I feel like I noticed that a lot. It always something takes a back burner with me, whether, like, if I'm doing designing the clothing, doing the podcast, or the TikTok videos, something's going to take a back burner, honestly. If you would like to buy something from my website, just let me know. Inbox me, message me, whatever. And we can get it done. I still can get it shipped to you and everything. It's just, I don't have the website up anymore. I wouldn't say I gave up. I just put it on hold because, like, something always takes the back burner. And I just felt like right then, the time was like, okay, this should, I'm going to leave it. I'm going to put it on hold for right now. I don't know why I do that. It just happens. It's not on purpose, honestly. That's what, like, what's best for the time being, honestly. Because something has to get done, honestly. And I don't want to say it gets in my way or I get distracted, but I got to find a different outlet to pursue my dreams, honestly, without giving up. So I think that's why I put certain things on hold. Because it's like, okay, this has to get done while, like, it's like I'm maneuvering things around so I can still get to the end goal that I want to have. So, like, I'm still hoping it's romantic, honestly. Like I said, I know who I want. It'll happen. Like, I know in my heart how I feel and everything. I couldn't see myself with anybody else. I hate to say it like that, but that's really what it is. Like, I can hang out with anybody and stuff. But another thing you should, like, with me, you can't allow everyone into your sanctuary, your space. Not everybody's meant to be there. Some people feed off your energy, suck it in. They suck all the air out. Like, okay, with this person here, like, what is that? I could tell after a while, I could, I was gonna be annoyed with them, honestly. And I hate to say it like that, but like, I just, I knew it wasn't gonna be something. Like, it would be just better off friends. And that's what it was. I didn't do anything with them. This is better off as friends. It was mutual agreement, honestly. Just friends. That's it. Nothing in between. Nothing. No gray area. And what is it? And we just hung out. Like, I think we hung out twice, honestly. Like, so it wasn't really nothing, honestly. Like, so. And that was another person that I done hung out with multiple times. Casting myself with them? Possibly, but that feels not mutual. I'm not gonna waste my time. Like, there's no point. And then I feel like what I said, like, I know who I want, so I shouldn't be wasting my time with anybody anyway. So, and I feel like with anybody else that feels that way, they know who they want. And like I always say, don't change your list. You know who you want. You know what you want. So, like, you need somebody that's gonna view your mind. Like, of course it's gonna touch your heart, but like, does this person make you think at the end of the day? Like, do they give you a different perspective? Like, do they want you to go, do they make you feel like you wanna go above and beyond and do things that you never even thought of, never sought out to do? That is something special. You don't get that every day. When you do, you hold on to things like that. You don't let those things go or disappear. Now speaking of that experience, like, that's a really special feeling to have, honestly. I mean, and don't ever let anybody get in the way of that. And I'm not talking about anybody from the past episodes, like, that I have done. This is somebody, some people know, my brothers would know, not to my best friend, my little brother, they would know, most likely. And then somebody from the church, just like a uncle, honestly. Yeah. And then probably my bro from work. Yeah, like, that's some, and probably a little system work too. That's just a special thing. People can see the special connection you even have with somebody. And that doesn't happen every day. And I feel like you should just be with somebody that feel like home. If they feel like home to you, then that is absolutely the person for you. Absolutely. Without a doubt. That's the person. Truly, 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 that's the person. And there's no way to shake it. That's who it is. You can't be blinded by anything else. That's it. And I wouldn't say wait around for nobody, but that's like what it is. And if you have that feeling, like, you're ever blessed to have that feeling again, then take a leap of faith with that person. But make sure your goals align. You can't just like, oh, okay, I'm gonna jump through these hoops because I feel like this is the person for me. You can't do that. You're not gonna get anywhere doing that. Nobody has any time to join the circus. Do with that what you will, honestly. The heart knows what it wants. You just make sure your heart and mind are aligned together with those situations. Because some people make decisions real quick off of misjudgment, and they get misguided, like, legit. Like, so you gotta find the in between, or like, what where it really matters at the end of the day. And if the person feels the same way as well, like for me, like, I always wanted to meet somebody's parents, because I feel like the in-laws matter too as well. Being able to get along with somebody's in-laws, that's a big thing. That's huge to me, honestly. It's like, family gatherings, you don't want family gatherings to be weird. Like, that's, So, that's a big blessing within itself. Because you want to be out there barbecuing, and you out there get your plate late. because there's some tension there. So always be yourself in any type of setting. Sometimes people can't accept you for who you are, but you got to hold on to the people that has seen you in your darkest times and in your brightest times as well. That's something you cherish forever. Not everybody's seen you in that light. Nobody's seen you in that dark, in that dark way. So you might have to, a part of this journey called life, you might have to go on a self-reflection journey. Go down that road and just see how it goes. Just, you got to be able to be comfortable with yourself, be comfortable with others, and also be able to motivate yourself. Because that person can motivate you, but you want to be able to motivate yourself and also them as well. Like, how do you want a partner and you're not prepared to be a part of a team? You might as well get back on the bench. Like, you ain't ready to get in the game. You ain't ready. Back to the drawing board. Make sure your vision board aligns with the person as well too, because that could be a big factor or a deal breaker. Whatever your goal that you have, just keep working towards it. Get it done. The road is not going to be easy, of course, because even if you made it this way, like, you know that the road wasn't easy. And I don't think it's meant to be easy. Like, I feel like you, with me, and other people might feel this way, you have a certain dream that you always wanted, but if it doesn't align with your calling, it's not going to be for your purpose. It's not. I feel like whatever dream you have, if it doesn't align with your calling, it's not your purpose to do that thing. It's not your purpose to work in that field. It's not your purpose to have that career at all. You got to really hold yourself accountable and really dig deep and see what you feel is meant for you. Does everything that you're doing align together? That's what your vision board is really for, honestly. And that's what these trial and error things were. Have you learned from what mistakes that you made to get to this point where you are now? Did you grow or did you wither? Is your cup overflowing, or are you trying to pour into somebody else's cup? Or are you trying to take away from somebody that's going to pour in yours? That's things we just got to think about moving forward. It's been, you're part of this journey for no reason. You're just going about it, being accepting the latter, what's less, and probably was not even for you. Don't be your own worst enemy. Keep growing and learning so you can prosper. And people that's been uplifting along the way, uplift them as well. Give them their flowers. Any chance that you get, give them their flowers. A lot of people deserve praise as well. Do that for them. Be that person for them as well. Because they were that person there for you. Not saying you owed them something, but a lot of people deserve to be congratulated. Like, if you feel like you deserve to be congratulated, somebody else does too. They were there for you when you needed them. So why not be there for them? So, hey, this has been the Airborne Podcast. I'm done rambling. You can hear me clearly now. The thing, the air conditioner has turned off. Just go about your life with a purpose. Really think about your calling. Make sure everything aligns within itself. So that you won't be just going on with life, accepting whatever or anything. Because you feel you should know that you deserve the best. That's how it should be. But be blessed. Check me out on TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia, YouTube, Air Gaming, Base Ranger Gaming, Blurred Beyond, and Blurred Beyond Podcast. Check out the other gaming channel, 90210 Gaming. Yeah, we got some good names. But never stop being creative. You could be create the next best thing. So believe in yourself. Believe in what you stand for and what you're working towards. That's the bigger goal. So I'm going to leave with this question, though. Are you bigger than your dream, or is your dream bigger than you? That's something to think about. All right, y'all.